Blog Talk Radio.
Going up to the high places to cheer the deaf.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. I'm still here too. It's good to see you, Roger.
Okay,
you're off on leave for today.
Yes.
What did you do different? You're wearing glasses.
I have had mine. You just never noticed them before.
Well, that's because I'm blind, honey.
Oh, you're not. That's a word curse.
I'll see what I want to, though.
That's a word curse.
I'll see what I want to.
But it's not true. By his stripes, we are healed.
Yes, that is true. By his stripes, I am healed. No more pain, no more hurting, no more. And no broken bones, nothing missing.
Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplied.
Amen.
Well, for some...
Works for me.
Where did Pastor go?
He's letting you take over.
Well, that's fine. Except for some reason, now it's not... it's telling me I can't go live on YouTube, and I'm not sure why.
Because we have important things to talk about, and they don't want important things discussed.
Must be.
Yeah, I got a problem with Facebook anyhow.
Do you? Yeah, I think he's pretty much decided we're done with Facebook other than he'll post the YouTube link onto the Facebook page and use it for general communication, but not the programs so much anymore. I still would like to, and we may find a way that we can do both so that it is available because some won't use YouTube. So I'd like to have it available for both, but right now.
I will share this with you. The granddaughter got a flight to Georgia, but not till the 19th of this month.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. For her and her sister. They're both flying down there.
Is that a good thing?
This is the parents that molested the youngest granddaughter.
Oh, no.
And the older granddaughter got custody because they're heavy into drugs.
Wow. You see, I remember you telling me that before, that there was a serious drug thing going on with them, which makes that really hard to fight this battle. So before you mail the book that I sent you in the CD, pray over them, anoint them with oil, do you have prayer cloths?
Do what?
Do you have prayer cloths?
No.
No? Oh, I was thinking I gave you some when we were there, but maybe I didn't. I had a bunch that I passed out to people. Well, anyways, pray over those before you send them, that those strongholds are broken. As soon as they receive them, the strongholds be broken off of them. And then receiving that word, hopefully this will turn their life around if they'll receive it.
Yeah. I guess her dad said that she can use the car, but I'm kind of apprehensive because with her having her sister, in a situation, what's to stop him from saying that she stole that car?
Oh.
And I gave her my debit card and told her, if there's any problems, you just get an Uber and go directly to a hotel.
Yeah.
Because I'm very apprehensive about her staying there with her dad.
Yeah, that is scary. Wow. So, Father, we ask you to set things in order with this whole trip before they even leave. We declare the angels of the Lord surround and protect these girls this entire trip. Help them to be fully aware of your presence with them, and they receive your comfort and your peace and wisdom in handling this entire situation. And give Roger the right words of understanding for them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, Roger, have you said to them to be really aware of taking that car because of that situation, or isn't that something you can say to them without hurting them?
Well, I can say that how should I phrase this?
They
take my word for it. You know, if I say, you know.
And do they understand how bad the situation is? I mean, do they have understanding of that? They realize this is not.
I think so. But then again, this their mother, I understand that, you know, there's some problems. I do have the Bible. I got the tabs. I got a highlighter.
Okay.
Bottle of anointing oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
But since I'm not going down there, I don't know if the granddaughter, the oldest one, can put this anointing oil on her mother.
Well, yeah, if she's a believer, absolutely. Or do you mean, will the mother let her?
I don't know, because I have only seen her once in probably 40 years.
Wow. That's quite the situation. Well, we pray and we give it to God. And I was going to say that's all we can do, but that's the best thing we can do is pray and then let him have it so we don't mess it up so he can deal with it. I can see your concern, though. There's a lot of angles to that, isn't there?
Well, yeah, more so than you can think of.
Yeah.
I just don't need for her to call me up, because they're in a section of the state where
I'll be with you in a minute.
The iPhones don't work, but an analog will.
Really?
Yeah, so the one granddaughter's phone will work, and the other one won't.
Hmm.
So the oldest one's got I take that back. They both got 13s. Yeah, I hope that works. Because the analog, they shut off. They weren't working. And I think that's because the company wanted people to get rid of the analogs and go to the iPhones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of that manipulation happening. I think that whole thing with the chips in the cars, too, so that they have control over shutting us off whenever they want.
Oh, yeah. I think that's why they went ahead and they got rid of the telephone lines.
Mm-hmm.
Because your Wi-Fi goes down, your home phone don't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anybody who can get a hold of a ham radio booklet, take the test. Because that way at least you'll have communication with the outside world.
What test? There's a test to have a ham radio, is that?
Yes.
Oh,
you
really?
To, like the old CBs used to have three letters and some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a ham license is entirely different.
Hmm.
I think it's like 5 amps or something like that. And the CBs were lower.
Well, isn't that something? So this is the area that they live in that their phones may not work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would just be better if they did just stay at a hotel. And how old are they?
The one is 14.
Mm.
That's the youngest granddaughter. And the oldest granddaughter's in her late 30s.
Oh, okay. 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 So that's better that there's an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just got to go ahead and supposed to meet up with them tomorrow. I'm going to give them all them items. And because I don't know the address of her mother. So she can go ahead and she can put it in the mail. But I'm going to tell her to overnight express it. If she needs money for overnight,
mm-hmm.
I'll give her the money for the overnight express. I think U.S. Post Office does that.
Oh, so that she has them ahead of time instead of waiting to take them with them?
Yeah, because he says that they're only taking very little stuff with them, and they'll wash it up. I already got them the little bags to get to put clothes in, because they charge an awful lot of money when it comes to airlines for cargo, you know, underneath the plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they only allow so much pounds
right.
to go in there. And anything over, they charge you double.
Wow. Wow. Well, you've got them all pretty well squared around, Roger. You're such a good grandpa. Just
I try to be.
Amazing, amazing. There's no trying about it. You just are. You just
Thank
are.
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because I got to go ahead. The youngest granddaughter's been sleep on an air mattress. And the other bed fell apart.
Wow.
It was an older bed. So I think maybe I might have to go ahead and get them a bed so she's not sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
Because they don't make that much money.
Hold on, I'm ending this because I don't know where Pastor Israel.